The term guerrilla, as many of you will know, derives from the Peninsular War, when irregular forces of Spanish patriots harassed Napoleon's occupying armies. In the nearly 300 years since then, the guerrilla idea has taken on many shapes in many situations, but none as surprising as that of the guerrilla gardener. Richard Reynolds became a guerrilla gardener 4 years ago, when the miserable neglect of flower beds outside his tower block in London's Elephant and Castle first provoked him to action, gardening on land that was unquestionably not his. Now he's written a book on a movement that claims not only that its antecedents lie with the diggers, but that it is a worldwide phenomenon. But what does it look like in its present-day form? Earlier this week, I went to the Elephant and Castle to find out. A journey of discovery that began underground in a garage.